Father, the Son, and the Holy
Spirit. Amen.
Please be seated. So, I have to say, in the spring, the first Sunday that we get to throw open all the windows is one of my favorites. It not only means that it's warming up outside finally, it allows us the opportunity to sing and to pray, and our voices carry outside, and I like that. What some of you may not realize is that on more than one occasion, there are actually people that stop on the sidewalk out here and listen. So, sing well, sing loud, make a joyful noise. Today we have some interesting readings. Today is Ascension Sunday, and that is essentially Ascension Day, which was the 10th this week. We've moved to this day. Why? Well, because you're all here. That's the way it works. I love this window back here, the Ascension window, which if you all will turn around in your seats and take a look at. I don't know how many of you always pay attention to these windows, but here we have the Ascension of Jesus. Jesus leaving the earth and going up to heaven. It's a it's a unique event in Christian history, because it seems like so much throughout the faith history of people, we were anticipating Jesus coming to earth, and then we have Christmas, and we have this great celebration for Christmas. Jesus finally incarnate, the Word, here on earth. And then, when Jesus goes to heaven, we kind of brush it off. It's just your usual Thursday. And we try to ignore that, because we're people who like to envision Jesus with us, not Jesus away from us. I'm going to tell you a story today. And it's a little sad. Whenever I was in seminary, there was a lady who was a deacon at St. Mark's in Columbus. And her name was Joan Maynard. And she was the deacon there at the church, but she also had another full-time gig. She was the chaplain at Ohio State University Medical Center. Excuse me, the Ohio State University Medical Center. Specifically for the maternity ward. So, I want you to think back, those of you that have had children. Whenever everything went well, did you call the chaplain? Chaplain never gets called to the maternity ward when things go well. She had a very specific ministry. And her ministry was that when things did not go well, she was there to pray, to hold hands, and honestly, and I'll tell you this, she would take the child, and she would bathe the child, and she would dress the child, and she would put it in its little casket. I don't have the strength to do that kind of thing, okay? And whenever I was on call at OSU, I prayed very earnestly every time, please, Lord, don't let a call come down from the maternity ward. Because I just didn't know how well I would be able to handle that. And you think that, you know, this is a person who is dealing with people for whom they're having the worst day of their life. She did her job with so much grace and dignity that she actually got Christmas cards and letters years and years later because of all the love that she had shown these people when they were at an absolute low point. And I think back to, you know, we all have certain skills and jobs and things that we can do for the betterment of the world, for the betterment of the kingdom. And I'm really glad that she had that, because there is no way I could do it. I don't know very many people that could. And God bless her that she could do that sort of thing, because it's obviously a needed, necessary ministry. Joan died this week. She passed away after a short illness. And I'm left to wonder what happens to those then that are in need of that kind of ministry. What sort of void has been left? And you say, well, Father Chad, thank you for that awful story. It's a real downer. Tell us something about Jesus, perk us up. Jesus left us here on earth. But you know what? He didn't leave us alone. He did not leave us alone. If you want to see the work that goes on in Jesus' name, look at your hands. If you want to see where Jesus is going to go next, look at your own feet. If you want to hear the words of Jesus, speak a kind word to a friend. Jesus may not be here on earth right now, but the work continues in His name. The work continues with our hands and our voices and with our feet. Yes, Jesus is not physically here. He's coming back. Don't get me wrong. He's coming back. This was not goodbye, not farewell. It was a see you later. But until that time comes, my brothers and sisters, we have jobs to do. We have ministry needs that have to be accomplished. And those of us with the fortitude to step up to whatever it is we are called to, we must do it. Because we're doing it in the name of God, doing it in the name of Christ. Many times I think we forget that. We think that whatever we're doing is just some sort of ethereal, you know, we're just thoughts and prayers we're just sending along. Thoughts and prayers are useless if they don't translate to action. Absolutely useless. We are called to be people of action, people of abundant love, people called to do amazing things. Not just because they need done. Because whenever we really and earnestly search ourselves, we find that those strengths are in us. And we can call those out into the world. My brothers and sisters, I would ask you, men and women of Bluefield, why do you sit looking up into heaven? Heaven's perfect. Bluefield's not. Let's work on that. And so, whenever Jesus comes back, we can tell Him we've been busy. Amen.